Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Abby literally has been sitting on sending out her resume because she knew the announcement was coming today. And I asked everybody, can we just keep this thing quiet until we make the announcement? We weren't even off the air where she's sending out resumes and stuff already. And in a mediocre way, maybe excited about one. And I keep saying, you're going to be fine. Don't stress. Don't take something out of desperation.
Have you met her? This is the queen catastrophizer. Her anxiety pings higher than any person I've ever met in my entire life. Yet you refuse to go to therapy. You're driving me crazy. And don't say you can't afford it.
I'm unemployed, Kristen. I can't afford therapy.
You are not unemployed.
Not
you have money
yet.
Coming in until January. So you're okay up until then. I said to Abby earlier this morning, I'm so glad this is all unfolding the way it is. I told Abby this morning that I don't tend to catastrophize the way she does, but when things go on in my life, I tend to obsess over them. Like, it's on my mind all the time, and then I start to get frustrated that I can't escape from the thoughts and stuff like that.
Oh, you're a ruminator.
I am a ruminator when I'm out of control, mm-hmm. And there's the waiting for me is the worst part, having the patience, right? So I'm ruminating it and I'm trying to keep myself busy with everything else. My therapist a couple of weeks ago said, look, if this was really a new Burt and you were going to handle this kind of anxiety differently than you have in the past, how would you show up? And when you can answer that and then you start turning into the person that you think that you want to be, that's the first step of it. So I don't know, man. Maybe use this as, because there's a lot of stuff going on in your life right now. I understand at 28 years old, you're insecure about not being part of the show. You thought you were going to be here for a while, and now you have to pick up, maybe leave the city, find a show, which is not easy in this industry at all, because this is really a unicorn, to be honest with you.
It is.
I understand that, but if you were going to handle the stress differently, what would you do differently?
So I've been thinking about that for as long as I've had the news. And the one lesson I've learned from looking back on things that felt like this is worst case scenario is every time something that has felt like worst case scenario has happened, the only way things get better and I am able to find those unicorns in my life is if I recognize that every worst case scenario situation you find yourself in is an opportunity to make something out of it. There have been so many situations in my life that I'm like, this feels like a life ending thing. And every time I've been able to pick myself up from it, it has always turned out better than I expected. So I'm catastrophizing and making jokes because this is how I cope. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, vocalizing it is a way for me to laugh about it rather than cry. Even though I've done plenty of that. But for me, I'm looking at the mistakes I've made. And every time I've just sat in, this is the worst thing that could happen. Mm. It has always made things worse. So why am I going to see this as worst case scenario when I can just see it as an opportunity to try and make something better out of it?
How are you handling it?
It's been a roller coaster of emotions, and for a multitude of reasons. Like, this is very layered and very nuanced, and
there's still some of it we can't talk about.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard to articulate. And I am the only Cumulus employee amongst the Burt Show, and this is like TMI. Everybody else is part of Burt Show LLC, while I am a Cumulus employee. And
let me just explain why that is, because people would be like, "Why didn't Burt bring her on as one of his employees?" It was really all budget.
Yes.
I've got a small company, so at the time when your contract was up, I had the option, and Cumulus and your agent and I and you all decided it didn't matter to you.
Well, technically, it didn't start as budget. That was the second. The first time was my dad was dying of cancer, and I was in Orlando, and my contract was up, and I needed to resign, and I didn't want to move over like to new insurance, new this, new that. It was honestly just easier for me to stay with Cumulus and to move over to the Burt Show LLC, and that's just why it just stayed that way. And then it moved to budgetary reasons, right? So, and that's, and it just, it's how we function, and it's been totally fine. So, now that this is public, my agent is in communication with Cumulus Programming, and you know, we're working on what the future looks like for me in Q99.7 and within the company. And I am oddly resolved with everything. Like, I mean, don't get it twisted. The last 14 years of my life have been on this station, in this building, with you by my side, and I have thoroughly enjoyed this ride. Like I'm going to reiterate some of what you said earlier. This has given me some of the most monumental moments of my life. And I've not only through my career, but my entire personal life, like, we've shared all of those monumental moments along the way. And so, I mean, the amount of memories and blood, sweat, tears that have been, you know, poured into this show because we wanted to succeed and we want to win. We're both highly competitive people. So being in a ratings-based gig works to my personality. But on top of that, I love what I do, and I love the connection that we have with our listeners. So trying to see myself in something different is odd. And I'm like equal parts terrified and equal parts exhilarated, because I had a really, really fantastic conversation with a radio mentor of mine. And she and I, we talked for like an hour and a half, and I was just like verbal vomiting everything I was feeling. And she really honestly helped me change my mindset. As far as, you don't know what possibilities are out there because you've always been under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, I know that's daunting and I know that's scary, but at the same time, like, you don't know what's on the other side of this because you've never been open to it. Mm-hmm. It's always been like, oh, well, duh, it's going to be the Burt Show because, you know, well, one, you know, I love it and it's a great gig and why would I want anything else? But now that there are, I mean, truth be told, endless possibilities of which way I want my career to go, it is exciting, but it's also daunting and it's terrifying. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the unknown. And I think that's why you and I have always worked so well together, because we've balanced each other out. Like, you are Mr. Spontaneous. You see a schedule and you want to look at it and go, to hell with this. And like, and whenever we do a show and we literally get to nothing that's on the schedule, like, you're like, that was the greatest show ever. And where I am, I'm very much a planner. I'm organized. My schedule, like, I like having a plan of action. And that, to me, builds confidence and consistency and that stability. So to kind of be up in the air right now, it's not how I normally operate, but I'm learning to embrace it. And I think that that's what you have to do in situations like this is, whether we want to admit it and whether we want to acknowledge it or not, you are never done learning.
Hmm.
You are never done growing, and you are never done evolving. And if you think there is some finish line, I hate to break it to you, but that finish line is death. Like, we're constantly individuals and human beings that are learning to be the best versions of ourselves. And I think this chapter, this season, like, or this chapter that is closing, is teaching me to embrace that. And it's teaching me to have confidence in my abilities and my capabilities. And I've become a more resolute person in who I am. And I feel like because I have that, the right person will see that and the right opportunity will present itself.
I don't have any doubt at all. Have you had any thoughts? These were the most scary for me, is like not doing radio. Have you had any thoughts of like maybe there's something outside of radio?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you would be crazy not to put everything on the table. Like, I do. I love radio, and I have a massive passion for it. And I think also radio is one of those mediums, like, you know, and I've been doing this for 20 plus years, that once it gets into your blood, oh my God, like you can't get it out.
Yeah, I can.
And, okay, you can. But it's one of these mediums, like it's one of the first forms of communication with people, right? And so when you look at the history of it and what it's done and what it's been for humanity over the years, I have like a true love and appreciation for this medium. And I could see myself staying in it, but I could also see myself pursuing other endeavors. It's at this moment, it's just kind of like, I'm trying to teach my son patience. And I am recognizing that I too can, like, these are the lessons I'm learning. I too can learn a lesson in patience. And I'm trying to be patient with the process and see what folds. I am really, and I'm not just saying it, for the longest time I was like, second, I'm like, am I just saying this to like convince myself? But I am oddly at peace with everything because I feel like the right opportunity is going to present itself, and I'm going to know. I've been doing this for long enough. I've learned enough about myself that when that opportunity presents itself, I'll be like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing now.
Mm. How about you, Cass?
It's tough.
And again, if you're just tuning in this morning, we made a far more emotional announcement this morning that the Burt Show is going to be coming to an end October 24th. So we're all just kind of, this is the first time we've really talked to each other about it.
Yeah, I think I first interviewed with you when I was 24, and I started this job when I was 25, and I'm turning 40 this weekend. So it feels like a very beautiful wrap, but it's going to be hard to navigate. I mean, this is the longest I've ever been in any gig, I would say, I mean, the majority of my working career. And I think it's going to be weird navigating life and rediscovering Cassie outside the Burt Show. Mm-hmm. Kristen, you mentioned earlier, everything in our lives is always content. And so to look at life as just life and not a story to tell, although I have a feeling I'll still be doing that because I'm going to ramp up like my TikTok and stuff. But it's going to be nice, I think, to have some time. I'm going to be working for your podcasting company, obviously Pioneer full time as a CDO, but to rediscover myself and put some time into my passion projects because I haven't had time to do that. And mm-hmm. I've loved what I've done. And I would never walk away from this show just like Kristen, because it's been just, it is a unicorn and it's been so fantastic and so fulfilling. But I'm going to be launching a new podcast soon, which I'm really excited about. Never had time to do that either before. A little micro podcast and really delving into things that I want to do and exploring myself as maybe a talent and putting myself out there more. And just, it's a new chapter. You know, my house, it got ruined the year before last, or 2024. And I think when I'm looking at the universe and the fact that the Burt Show is ending, honestly, it was a big sign for me that it's time to wrap up this chapter in a neat little bow and go on a new adventure. And so I'm really scared, but I'm really excited.
Damn it. How am I crying more than you? This is the end.
I'm so glad you were the one to cry first, because I'm like, it's embarrassing. I've been here like 2 seconds.
But yeah, a new adventure. So, I mean, honestly, Chad and I are looking at the entire world. We're considering moving to Amsterdam or Canada or somewhere else in the United States. Literally, it's finally a point in my life where the entire world is up for grabs. And because the Pioneer job is remote, we can move anywhere. And mm-hmm. that is so exciting and thrilling and terrifying, and I can't wait, and I also never want October 24th to come.
You're on The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.